We're going to take a minute this time around to talk about the Armed Forces radio stations in the European broadcasting area, which came about as the result of operations in World War II. We'll take our information from an article by Sven Martinson and from American Forces Network Histories. American Forces Network, AFN, Europe, dates back to World War II when the network began broadcasting from London, July 4, 1943. Using BBC emergency facilities, the first radio broadcasts included less than 5 hours of recorded shows, a BBC newscast, and a sportscast. AFN London, part of the Armed Forces radio service, used landlines and 5 regional transmitters to reach U.S. troops in the United Kingdom. During the next 11 months, AFN's broadcast day expanded to 19 hours, and 50 additional transmitters were installed, including 6 in Northern Ireland. AFN combined with the BBC and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation to form the Allied Expeditionary Forces programs. On June 6, 1944, AFN personnel accompanied the invasion force when Allied troops stormed ashore in France. As D-Day approached, the network joined with the BBC and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation to develop programs especially for the Allied Expeditionary Forces. When the actual invasion began, AFN programs were beamed to the war fronts via long-wave transmitters from the BBC and then retransmitted by AFRS mobile vans that were attached to the various U.S. Army units attacking the European mainland. Mobile stations, complete with personnel, broadcasting equipment, and a record library, were deployed to broadcast music and news to troops in the field. The mobile stations also reported on frontline activities and fed the news reports back to studio locations in London. Although the network's administrative headquarters remained in London, its operational headquarters soon moved to AFN Paris. In November 1944, AFN Paris was located in the Herald Tribune building on the Rue de Berry, broadcasting from a 15-kilowatt transmitter given to the U.S. forces by a French government that, at that time, greatly appreciated the Allied liberation of the nation. As Allied forces continued to push German soldiers back into their homeland, AFN moved east as well. The liberation of Belgium, France, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands saw AFN stations serving the forces liberating Biarritz, Cannes, Le Havre, Marseille, Nice, Paris, and Reims. It's now the end of World War II in Europe. May 1945, and AFN Frankfurt goes on the air from a mobile van parked behind the famed IG Farben building. That was General Dwight Eisenhower's headquarters building in Frankfurt. On June 10, 1945, AFN Munich began beaming its signal from the mansion at Kalbachstrasse to 2 100-kilowatt transmitters in Munich and Stuttgart. In August 1945, AFN Europe moved its headquarters from London to the European mainland in Frankfurt, Germany. AFN forces in Berlin, Bremen, and Nuremberg soon followed. On December 31, 1945, AFN London signed off the air. And during 1948, AFN closed all its AM stations in France. During the late 1940s, AFN reporters and microphones covered such significant world events as the Nuremberg War Crime Trials, the Soviet blockade of West Berlin, and the Berlin Airlift. After the war, AFN and AFRS had studios and transmit centers in Berlin, Kaiserslautern, Munich, Nuremberg, and Stuttgart in Germany, and in Paris and Orléans in France. There was the Blue Danube network in several Austrian cities, operated by American and British interests. All of these stations had power levels of from just a few hundred watts to the aforementioned 100 kilowatts. AFN Italy operated at low power, as little as 5 watts on 540, to serve local military bases. Even the Canadians were on the air in occupied and post-war Europe. In the 1950s, the U.S. operated offshore stations serving Greece, the Mediterranean, and North Africa from ships transmitting usually as the Voice of America. Some operations called themselves simply Forces Broadcasting Service, or FBS, in an attempt to disassociate themselves from any nationalistic messages. In later years, low-powered relay stations of the Armed Forces Radio Service were on the air in Greenland, Iceland, the Azores, Ethiopia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, even Iran. Again, during the war, those broadcasts were from ships, but eventually migrated to small land stations. On March 17, 1948, AFN Stuttgart signed on the air, and in 1949, AFN Bremen moved north to the port and became AFN Bremerhaven. There was much expansion at the network in the 1950s. AFN Nuremberg began broadcasting from the Grand Hotel in downtown Nuremberg in 1950. 3 years later, AFN Kaiserslautern began local programming from a mobile van. On May 23, 1958, AFN France returned to the air when AFN Orléans began broadcasting to U.S. military personnel in Camp Delage, Drew Air Base, and Orléans. AFN Poitiers joined the AFN France network on November 20, 1958, and AFN Verdun followed on October 16, 1959. AFN France came on the air and grew into the collection of almost 50 FM radio transmitters, scattered throughout the region to inform and entertain American troops stationed there. France withdrew from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization in 1967, and kindly asked the United States to leave the country, sounding the demise of AFN France. The station was trucked north, along with all the U.S. forces, heading for a new Supreme Headquarters, Allied Powers Europe. AFN Shape signed on the air in 1967 at Chèvre, Belgium. From its conception in 1967 until 1974, AFN Shape radio service was actually originated in Frankfurt, and was broadcast to the Shape audience. On February 5, 1974, AFN Shape became a full-blown staffed AFN affiliate and originated its own broadcasts to the local audiences in Belgium. From the late 1940s to 1966, the AFN Europe Network headquarters and Frankfurt affiliate were located in the Hirscht Castle on the Main River in a Frankfurt suburb. In 1966, Hessen, Germany State Radio Hessischer Rundfunk provided a building near downtown Frankfurt for AFN. In 1984, AFN Network headquarters in Frankfurt started receiving regular satellite transmissions from the AFRTS Broadcast Center in California. Using a facility at Usingen, Germany, a satellite positioned over the Indian Ocean, and a system of television receive-only dishes, the AFN Superstation began radio and television satellite transmissions on December 29, 1987. Before 1989, most AFN Europe FM stations played recorded music for an older audience, and the primary information network was on the AM dial. In the late 1980s, the AFN FM frequencies became the standard bearer for local radio services and acquired the moniker ZFM. Then in January 1991, the network dispatched news teams and technicians to Kuwait and Saudi Arabia for operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm. These professional broadcasters reported to families of soldiers deployed from Europe and staffed a number of the U.S. radio stations making up the Armed Forces Desert Network. The U.S. defense drawdown began in earnest after the Gulf War and impacted AFN stations across Europe. Many of the AFN standard bearers shut their doors in the 1990s, including Munich in 1992, Bremerhaven in 1993, and AFN Berlin and AFN Soesterberg, Netherlands in 1994. AFN Stuttgart relocated in 1993 to serve the troops in the Heidelberg and Mannheim military communities. In 1995, the last U.S. forces in Nuremberg were relocated, and AFN Nuremberg closed. The staff and equipment headed to the hills of Vilsick, Germany, and signed on as AFN Bavaria. In late 1998, U.S. forces vacated the beautiful southern German city of Augsburg and a large transmitter serving a number of active duty and a large number of retired Americans in southern Germany fell silent. U.S. military radio and television service in Europe is now the responsibility of the Army Broadcasting Service, ABS. AFN uses much of the top-rated stateside radio and television programming, provided at a relatively small cost by AFRTS. Locally produced radio and television messages are placed in these programs, where normally in the USA you would see commercials. The AFN network and local stations work with military leaders throughout Europe to provide information in these messages to keep the military and civilian personnel in theater informed and updated on significant events around the different military commands. It's a completely different world for Armed Forces Radio today, but it filled a major need during its existence, bringing American soldiers stationed in Europe a lot closer to home. And it all started as a propaganda and troop service effort during the darker years of World War II. And that's our story on the Armed Forces radio stations in the European broadcasting area, from an article by Sven Martinson and from the American Forces Network Histories.